Dear friends in Christ Jesus, tonight we're going to be really looking at the epistle lesson, but yet it's not free from the gospel and from the Old Testament reading. And really how appropriate it is for us to hear these messages tonight. Because as we come before our Lord's house, we're still here and we still see the Christmas tree. We still have the Advent wreath with the Christ candle lit at the very center. We've lit the lights here, and we tried to light some luminaries outside, but unfortunately, that's the way it is in the north. The weather doesn't always cooperate. But yet, when we do that, we have to realize that from a spiritual and a liturgical sense, we're still not out of Christmas. In fact, if we really want to look at it from a true theological standpoint, Christmas never ends. I know that sometimes you hear that cliche about that, but if you really understand what Christmas is all about, it is about the Christ child who comes here. And John says it best in the first chapter. It is the Lord incarnate. It is the Word made flesh. And He came to dwell among His people. And that is the great message for us to remember tonight. Tonight, on a night in which we take the time to look back on the past, our past, and also to kind of look forward too as well. Church really doesn't separate the difference between years. However, we do in our society today. We see this night as a night of new beginnings. It's a night in which we take that which has gone before us, we look at it, but then we also look forward with anticipation. And in the church as well, we need to do that. We need to, first of all, look back. We look back upon Christmas when we celebrate that time in which our Savior came to us as a child, came to us with a purpose in order to suffer and die on the cross, in order to take away our sins, to make us children of God. And that's what we have to understand, and we have to keep at the forefront of everything else that happens in our lives. That was the beginning for us. Because it was there that our redemption was seen. It was there that our redemption had begun. And He carried it out by living a perfect, obedient life and dying on a cross, so that you could be adopted as His children, so that you could be known as His children, so that you can have the redemption that comes through the forgiveness of sins, so that your sins can be forgiven and you can live life eternally. That's a great thing for us really to hold on to. First of all, let's look at the year past. The year past held a lot of things. In fact, I think we were at Bible study this morning. One of the neat things that it might be for us to do is to write down what we think is going to happen in the next year. Put it in a jar and put it away until next Christmas or next New Year, and pull it out and just see how things unfold. Because how many of us could really look back on this past year and have guessed the things that have happened? Yes, there were some difficulties. Yes, we had situations that we struggled. I know, especially for Ann Salazar, what a struggle it was. But as we look back, to know and to see how God was with us through those struggles and those times, how He brought us through there, and we're here to be able to proclaim His grace and His mercy and His praises today. To see the way in which He's comforted us in those times of difficulty. But then there are also the times of joy. We have had a lot of joy this past year. I know here and in this church, I know in my life, and just simply being here in Elyria, Ohio with each one of you, we've had joys at the bowling alley. Had some sorrows there too. We've had joys when we've come together for celebrations. The joys of VBS and winter VBS. We've seen the joys of a little child that didn't know Christ now knows who Christ is. We've had all those joys and celebrations, and we look at all the many ways in which our Lord has blessed us throughout the year of 2014. And what we should do is the same thing that Mary did, to take those things and to ponder those in our heart, because what it does is it shows us how Christ does dwell with us. The many times that we've come forward to see a baptism and to celebrate, but the times we've come to the table to have our sins taken away, it is those things. And then the witnesses that we have seen, the witnesses like Anne, who despite her trials and tribulations knew the love of the Lord and held on to that love of the Lord and never let it go. She knew who her Lord was and is. And she lived every day and celebrated every day of her life knowing Christ. What a blessing that was in and of itself, to look out there and to see those. And so we should take those things and we should treasure those. Let's look at today. This day, even though it's going to be coming to a close here soon, I guarantee you, you've been blessed today. Blessed simply to be here with one another and to be proclaiming the love of our Lord together. The friendships that we have. The family that we're blessed with. But most of all, knowing that we live this day with a Lord and Savior that is among us. And He is. He's here tonight. He's here in your hearts. He's here in your minds. And He's physically here at the table, bringing us blessing. In fact, Sunday, we heard the blessing of the Old Testament. Every Sunday, you hear the blessing that He brings. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. You see, you didn't have that. That was a blessing that God told Aaron to give to the people on his behalf. And so when I say that to you every Sunday, that is the same as God saying it to you. May the Lord bless Judy and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon Jim. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon Bill and give Phyllis His peace. You see, He's speaking to each one of you, and that's a blessing that we have each day. That's the blessing He brings to us. And so we should do like Mary and listen and ponder that, because we know in that our Lord is here and He's with us. And so that really leaves us 2015. What's going to happen in 2015? I don't know. Do you? I know my crystal ball is broken and I can't see forward. How about yours? The reality of it is that we don't know what's going to come. We don't know what's in store for us in our future. We don't know in what ways that God is going to bless us. And we don't know what trials and tribulations we may have to face. First of all, if we look at the blessings, do you really want to know how He's going to bless you? Do you really want to spoil the surprise? Because our Lord is capable and does that to us all the time. He brings us surprises just at the right time, just when we need them, to show us His love. In fact, He has some things that happen in our lives that we're not expecting. Maybe it's a new grandchild or a great-grandchild that tonight you may not know of, that He's got in store for you. Maybe it's some other blessing. But do you really want to spoil the surprise? Or maybe this will be a year of trials and tribulations. We don't know. But the one thing that we do know going forward from this night is, especially what Paul said in Romans, if God is for us, who can be against us? Who is it that can make any charge against us? No one else can. Sure, we live our lives and we know, we all know, that we're sinful people, right? Is there any doubt in anybody's mind here tonight? Shouldn't be with me. If you have, you've been sleeping through my sermons, right? We all are sinful people. But that's what Christmas was about. That's what Easter was about. It's because we know we live in this day that God has sent His Son to the cross to take away our sins, and that we have been freed from that. We've been adopted. We've been made a part of the family. We are His. And because of that, the sting of sin no longer is there. And so who's going to make charge against us because God is there? In fact, if somebody tries to make a charge against us, what's going to happen? It's Jesus Christ Himself that's going to stand up and say, no, 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 no. These people are cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. These people are my children. Their sins are forgiven. And I show them that every time they come to my table, because I'm there and they receive my body and blood. They receive it and they know with confidence. I'm not just saying a broad knowing, but a knowing with confidence that they can boldly say, I'm a child of God. In fact, let's boldly say it now. We are children of God. That's right. That's who we are. We're children of God, and we can boldly face the future with that. And the reality of it is that no matter what 2015 throws, if it throws trials and tribulation, all that big list that Paul puts there, we know that without a doubt that Christ is there and He is with us. He's interceding for us. He's standing beside of us. He has us in His arms, and He is there to protect us. And the reality of it is, and the confidence that you can have of this is that no matter what Satan throws at, no matter what 2015 throws at it, there is nothing, neither life nor death nor anything, nor principality, no dominion, there is nothing out there that is going to separate you from His love. There is nothing that's going to take you out of His hands. There is nothing that's going to separate that. We've got to realize that we are victors and we are conquerors in God's glory. Because Christ died, and we are with Him. Through our baptism, we've been joined with Him in that death. And because yet He is risen again, that we are also raised with Him as new people, as His people, as children of God. But the truth about it is I don't know what's going to happen in 2015. I know that the Lord is going to shower blessings upon us. But no matter what it is, no matter what this world brings us, we can stand confident to walk with our heads high, because Christ is with us. Nothing can defeat us. Nothing can take us away from His love. And so what 2000 brings to us is exactly what you heard a few minutes ago. When we leave this place in about 15 minutes to a half hour, this is what you can take, and this is what you treasure. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord has lifted up His countenance and will continue to lift His countenance upon you and give you peace. May your 2015 be filled with the peace and the joy of Christ Himself. Amen. May the peace that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in the years to come in Christ Jesus. Amen.